Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Summertime heat is here. Yeah. Hey, good to have you along, everyone. Thank you. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It's good to have you along. Thank you for bringing me into your home every week. I appreciate that. Wherever you might be sitting, maybe in your favorite chair, your couch, or just sitting on the back patio, on the back deck. Hey, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Good to be with you. Really is. Really good to be with you every week. And this week, we are going to have not only a lot of fun, but woo, we're going to do... Oh, by the way, I am in the greasy garage studio this week. Yes, yeah, sitting back in my Dodge Viper chair. Back to home here. Yes, good, nice studio. Oh, yeah, grease everywhere. We are going to have a little different of a show this week. Why not? Because we're going to do it for the what of it. You heard me. For the what of it. Electricity. How many watts you got under the hood? Your hood. We're going to find out today on Auto World. Yes. Kind of a very unique and fun show, as we do every week. Today... Well, this last week has been a powerful one for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Went up the river. Go ahead and head over to Instagram. You'll see the address is Auto World Media. You'll see a little video there that I put up to show you what it might look like getting wet in a boat. And in that boat, we had no wheels. Yes, in fact, one of the posts, head over to our Facebook page. My Facebook page, my address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over, take a look at the photos there. Also, Auto World Radio Facebook page. Got some very interesting photos up. Photos of very different type of unique cars. And hopefully you'll enjoy the ride. I hope I don't, when you're watching that little video, hope I don't, you know, get you seasick. But side-by-side engines... with no wheels underneath it, no rubber tires, just side-by-side engines, two throttles, two tacks, two oil pressure gauges, and a lot of push of water, horsepower. And I wondered as I was riding and having fun in that little hull that we call a boat, I wonder how an electric motor would handle this river. Of course, I will probably maybe find out one day. Who knows? Because electric motors have horsepower, they have torque. Basically, they're running all over the gas-powered, the ICE engines. Today here on Auto World, not only are you the star of the show, and that means that I want to hear from you today on Auto World. How to do that is through our email. Our email, of course, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank all of you for, we are live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. And I want to let you know that thank you. I salute all of you that email me through the week. Keep me in touch with what is happening out there in your world, your auto world. If you're smelling antifreeze, oil, maybe a little gasoline. Oh, yeah, a little gasoline. In fact, a little story, a little short story. Client, customer, friend, all right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from, says, hey, I got a gas smell, Mark. Can we take a look at it? And he told me this story, and this is what it's all about, folks. This is communications right here. Communications. You got to stay in contact and communicate with each other. And your car sometimes like to communicate with you or your truck. And in this case, it was a truck. This truck... He was pulled over. A guy was honking at him next to him. Says, hey, you, yeah, you got gasoline pouring out the back of your truck. Well, think about that just for one second. Dead air for a second here. Yeah, there it is. Gasoline. Can you imagine dripping gasoline going down the road? What a great Samaritan. That gentleman, what a great Samaritan. Thank you, whoever you were that pulled that customer, client, friend of mine over. Because that gentleman got out and says, oh, my God, I got gasoline pouring out the whole entire part of my fuel tank on this truck, and it's pouring out and leaking. And I got to thank our noses, his nose, the neighbor's nose, everybody's nose that was around him for smelling the gasoline. I can't imagine if somebody was, you know, accidentally not accidentally smoking a cigar or a cigarette behind him or and throwing it out the window, and he would have went up like, you know, a ball of flames, of course. Well, what we found out is he got it here at the Greasy Garage. We pulled it into the shop, and I dropped the tank, and of course it was a full tank of fuel. The retaining ring that holds the fuel pump module on had actually split, causing the fuel pump module that is spring-loaded, my friends. Means that it just doesn't sit in there. It's spring-loaded. It's designed to push on the bottom of the tank and come up to the top where it is mounted with a retaining ring. The retaining ring had actually split, age, use, because it's under force at all times, under tabs. You had to pound them in. It was split, causing the module to be completely loose, causing the fuel to full. What is that? That's a 3.5-4-inch diameter and size of a hole. Gasoline coming out of the top of the tank, all over the tank and all over the ground and all over, you know, the back of his truck and all over the guy behind him. So that's what I'm talking about. Smell. Use your nose. Use your ears to hear things. Use your eyes to see things. Use your right and left hand to feel things, like those radiator hoses. Maybe heater hoses. Yeah, we talk a lot about that in the winter, don't we? Make sure you have hot air coming out of that heater core and out of the vents. And one thing that you always have to remember, I know, you know, we're in the hot part of the year right now for all of us, and even you folks down in Arizona listening, and Phoenix, and Scottsdale, et cetera, Maricopa South, Tucson, you know, you're going to turn your heater on. I know in the morning sometimes come January and February, and you need hot air. And, you know, think about how much airflow. I want all of you, not right now, all of you, on break time after the show, all 3 hours of Auto World, so wait 3 hours, and then I want you to check the airflow coming out of those vents. Because if the airflow is low, well, you've got a problem. And your air conditioning won't be blowing as cool as it should be. It might be cold, but you're not going to get the high-speed air coming out of there. So, here at Auto World, that's what we do. We help you with your automobiles. I'm an ASE Certified Master Technician for 45-plus years now, and I'm honored to be here behind the silver microphone, as I am, every week for you. And, you know, I get asked a lot, Mark, you do 3 hours a week, and you don't have, you hardly get through everything that you have in front of you, because it sounds like, well, some of the stuff, Mark, you don't finish. And I said, that's right, I don't. I do run into problems there. I don't have enough time. So some of you have emailed me and says, hey, have you ever thought about maybe doing more time? Yeah, doing more time behind the silver microphone. Yeah, why not? See, there's so much information coming into the Auto World Media Plaza that, in fact, I can't get to it all, and I promise you that, you know, sometimes, some weeks, I give you, which we are going to do here in a little bit, we're going to pull a hubcap over, and we're going to find out what's happening this week, and sometimes I don't finish it all, so next week you have to tune in. That's, well, you know, I'm not doing that purposely, folks. I want you to tune in anyway, but, so let's do it. Let's get to Eddie, the engine emailer here that takes care of your email. Please, Eddie, hand me the hubcap. There you go. Thank you. So what is happening this week on Auto World? Folks, a little tease and taste here at the Auto World restaurant. Here's the menu for today. Remember, now, you're the star of the show, so interrupt me at any time. Anytime. Call me at 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me. Please do. That address is my name, Mark Evans. What we're doing here. Oh, my gosh. Well, how many EV car manufacturers really are there? It's all about for the watt of it today. Yep. And I've got for you companies behind the scenes of the word electric. We're going to go into the email bag, of course, every hour. We've got trivia for you every hour. And we're also going to get and read some of your brand name games. We're doing the brand name game for the whole month. This is the last week of it, so get in here. Get how many. Let me know how many times you see the brand on your car. That's just the first hour. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, battery history on the second hour. Yeah, you all have a battery. I'm sure you do. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I got a Galaxy 500.
which in fact you...
Galaxy.
Yes, in fact you probably will not hear this in the galaxy. We're doing everything for the watt of it today here on Auto World. Good to have you along. So, the question goes out to you. How many EV car manufacturers are there? How many do you think? 10, 5, 4, 3, 40, 50? Love to hear from you. How many EV car manufacturers are there? I'm going to share that with you today on Auto World. Absolutely. Also, we got the little history of the battery and what happened on this day in automotive history is coming your way. Of course, the brand name game, folks, is out there. That's where I want you to little contest, and we've got this contest, in fact, that whoever's got the highest times that they've, you know, that you have put and walked around your car and looked underneath the hood and the trunk and opened the doors, and how many times have you read your brand on your car? And I haven't unveiled what's the highest number yet, but we do have quite a few of you. Thank you for emailing and giving us that. And I welcome your emails right now on that at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Absolutely. I also have for you, coming up the second hour, a brief history of the electric car. Yep. And also the second hour, the sales of EVs for this year. Approaching a milestone. Third hour of Auto World. Oh, by the way, if you don't get third hour, you're only getting the first and second hour of Auto World, don't forget, you can always go to GCNlive.com. GCNlive.com, look for Auto World. You'll see me smiling behind the silver microphone. Third hour is coming your way with Jeep folks files for a brand new patent for their Gladiator and their four-door. So stay tuned for that. And I have for you a little unique story. Underwater, literally. Underwater since March, and it's finally being recovered. So stay tuned for that. Third hour also I have for you. It's been revealed. It's coming your way in the third hour. Hitchless towing. Hitchless towing. Where you don't even need a hitch. No hitch. How do they do it? You're going to find out who's doing it, why they're doing it, and how they're doing it. The inside information. That's what I'm talking about right there. Email, though, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to go into the email bag, absolutely, this hour, second hour, and also the third hour. Now, brand name game. I got something to share with you right now, in fact. One just came in, and, from KBY. So let's read it. Brand name game. What that is, now, folks, what that is, we're at the end of the month. So here, next weekend, I'm going to announce the, once we do the tallying up for this last month of who has the highest number, and then I've got a great gift package to give to you, the winner. Whoever has the highest brands that they've counted on their car, the names or the model, wins this brand name game. Here's one. It says, Mark, I counted 22 times of my brand on my ride. Great show. Janice in Meridian, Idaho. Well, Janice, that means you are listening. Thank you, Janice. Appreciate that. For sure. Absolutely. You're in Meridian, Idaho. You are on our new stock, KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1 FM. Hello to Boise, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon. Baker, Oregon goes over there, I've been told. So we'd love to get a call or an email from Baker, Oregon. And, of course, McCall, Idaho, and Mountain Home, Idaho, and right there at the edge of Twin Falls. And we also have, we take over on K-Bar, K-B-A-R, over there from Twin Falls on over to Burley. So good to be in the state of Idaho. Absolutely. Thanks, Janice. On KBY, Newstalk, KBY, AM 670, 93.1 FM. I'll put you down here. I got 22 times, Janice. Yeah. Hey, if you do want to share where you did, you know, don't be bashful on the email. You can make a list of all the 22 times. I take your word for it. But if you want to, you know, do your list of 22 times, let me know. I'm looking at a very, very, very special type of gift to add to the gift package. If someone says, well, I found it on, this part, and it's a very unique part. And I'm going to shout out right now to Michael. He found the name Branded on his little the little jack that comes in his car. So that's some detailed work right there, isn't it? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm doing this because we always like to have fun, and of course, you're in a lot of world and games and all that, but it's kind of getting you familiar with your car. See, Michael found where his jack is out. The jack's at in his car. That's what it's all about. He said he didn't know where his jack was at until he got digging for that brand. Yeah. So, let's start with the first hour here with basically electric car companies. For the what of it this week on Auto World? Yeah. So, how many brands really are there? You know, that's a good question. In fact, we're going to be doing a little history behind the branding of electric cars. But, you know, it gets right down to, there's a lot of brands. A lot of brands of automobiles, of electric automobiles. In fact, one of them is the Bollinger. What is the Bollinger? What's it look like? Head on over to our Facebook page, Auto World Radio, and you'll see that. You'll see that Bollinger sitting there. And that Bollinger is a basically a four-door box style SUV. And also the four-door box as in almost looks like a Hummer. So enjoy that. And the thing is, there's names, models, makes that you might not have ever heard that we're going to be announcing here. I'm going to be announcing here on Auto World today. And, you know, it gets down to the aspect of, well, think about in the older days. You know, you get the Rivian is today electric, and you get the Neo is another brand. Nissan's got electric coming out. Volvo's got electric coming out. So are you counting? How many are there? We're going to get to that number at the end of the third hour. But it is definitely a rise of the EV companies. And you think about brands that we have today and what brands we're familiar with. And do you have a Franklin? You don't. Do you have a Durant in your garage? You don't. What? These are, you know, William Durant. Yeah, William Durant. Durant was an automobile. Franklin, air-cooled, was an automobile. And it seemed back in the early days, a lot of these people, mostly males, they wanted to build a better car than maybe Chevrolet or a Ford or whatever brand. They Dodge Brothers, of course. So they decided to do their own, you know, car. And did they make it? Well, no, they didn't. You know, we don't have Durants in our little garage or carport, do we? No. How about a Waymo? Cadillac's got electric, too. And they're still around. Google's even got something happening. We're going to take a short break. Come back. We're going to the email bag. Don't go away. Grab an M&M's dark chocolate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Mississippi is prepping for more floods. The Pearl River, which leads into the mouth of the Mississippi Sound, is predicted to crest on Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves urging residents to get sandbags to help minimize the destruction.
So far, MEMA has deployed 126,000 sandbags in preparation for the flooding. Local officials are in charge of distributing those sandbags.
Officials say it could take days before the waters recede. A man evicted from a Houston apartment building shot five other tenants, killing three of them Sunday morning after setting fire to the house to lure them out, police said. Police officers fatally shot the gunman. The incident happened about 1 a.m. Sunday in a mixed industrial residential neighborhood in southwest Houston.
Police and fire crews responded to the apartment house after reports of the fire, according to Police Chief Troy Finner. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Our next segment. Listen,
get this. Nobody with good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I've come a long way since I believed in anything. And I've come halfway around the world.
What are you talking about?
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's only one thing left for me to do, mama. I got a ding-a-ding dang, my dang a long thing long.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so some of the things that we have in our life are normal. And some of the things we have in our life are a little bit odd. You know what they are. But one thing that is normal to all of us, that we use all day long, every day, I believe a lot of you probably use this every day, it's called a steering wheel. 10 and 2, 10 and 2. Isn't that what our driver instructor said in driver's ed, when we all had to take that driver's ed class, of course? Well, the earliest known use of a steering wheel was in what year? The earliest known use of the steering wheel was in what year? 1894. 1894. Steering wheel. That round thing. Well, in today's world, the steering wheel is starting to go, bye-bye, right hand up, wave goodbye to it. Yeah, your left hand's fine too. Goodbye, steering wheel. You know, Mercedes-Benz started doing a little joystick, as they called it, 22 years ago. And now we're talking autonomous, and that means that, in fact, yeah, nobody steers this bad boy. It's steering itself by a steering wheel? No, by a computer. We're doing everything today on Auto World for the watt of it. Electric. Love trivia, of course. And today, this last week, folks, something happened, and you might have had a chance to hear about it, read about it, and all. Of course, California bans the sale of the new gas-powered cars by 2035. That's right. California bans the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. which this all mean it happened last Thursday. Yep, the governor signed it. Banning the sale of new gas-powered vehicles starting in 2035, making a historic step in the state's battle against climate change. The climate change, you know, yeah. No more fumes coming out of the exhaust pipe. This rule will force, of course, automakers to probably speed up production of cleaner vehicles beginning in 2026. Now, this policy, so we get things straight, will not ban people from owning and driving, you and I, conventional vehicles, or from selling them on the used market. So if you're concerned with that, they're going to take your car away from you if it's burning gas or diesel, no. No. They're going to let you keep driving it, of course, but and you can sell it if you'd like. The rule, issued by the California Air Resources Board on Thursday, this last Thursday, will force automakers to speed up production of the cleaner vehicles beginning in 2026 until the sales of all only zero-emission cars, pickups, trucks, SUVs are allowed in that state. Governor Gavin Newsom. Yep, to accelerate the shift away from the internal combustion engines, or better known as ICE engines. The transportation sector represents the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in California, which has suffered from record-breaking wildfires, as you know, you folks that live there, droughts, of course, mudslides, air pollution, worsened by climate change. Now, this decision expects to have sweeping impacts beyond California, folks. You folks that's living... And there's about 15 states involved, including New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. They've adopted California's vehicle standards on previous clean car rules. Now, that I know that, in fact, here in Boise, Idaho, the emissions word has been a little bit of a thorn. As a technician for 45-plus years, a lot of you have got that engine light on. It will not pass emissions, and maybe this is happening to you in your state. And, we have you know, older cars here in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting from, as you do in your area, and they are old. That means they've got carburetors on them. They've got the older type fuel injection on them. And it's been hard for those type of cars when an engine light comes on. They won't pass emissions, and because of the California standards that come down to the other states. Trying to get a, you know, just trying to get a 1995 vehicle running, you know, up to the standards of a 2022 year of California standards, it's been tough. Yeah, you can get a waiver. You can get the shop to spend, $300 or something like that, spend $300 to try to get that car, that engine light off by fixing the emissions word, the problems and items on that car. But maybe not, might not have to worry about that any longer. So California has come down the pike and basically said no more ICE combustion engines by the year 2035. What's your opinion? What do you feel about this? I know that it's been the talk around my world, my auto world, wherever I go. Everybody's asking me. Of course, that's what I do is auto world, and you know that. So this is what I expect to talk about from you folks. But that's good, which is good. The more we communicate, the more we might be able to fix what we need to fix. I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Since 1992, the number hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. And or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, we're going to be actually talking a little bit more about this through the months, weeks, and years to come, of course. But, you know, how many EV car manufacturers really are there? There's more than you might think. Have you ever heard of A-Spark? I talked about it about a year ago. The A-Spark L, first at the 2017 Frankfurt show, where it showed up at the International Auto Show, the 2017 Frankfurt show, the A-Spark showed up. An electric car company sent out. Now, this is one fast car. Sub 2 second car, folks. 0 to 60 run. 2 seconds. Electric. The final product of the A-Spark produced 1,985 horsepower and 1,475 pound feet of torque. A-Spark. They have the A-Spark, the model. It's called the AL. Audi, of course. The Volkswagen Group Audi. A luxury brand, Audi is writing Volkswagen's, brand plate. of course. $42 billion invested over the next 5 years for some as up to 70 all-electric models will be launched across all of the German automakers' brands by 2030, they're saying. Right now, they've got out the 2021 Audi e-tron SUV, the 2021 Audi e-tron Sportback. Soon to come, the Audi e-tron GT in 2022, later this year. And also, BMW, of course, they took a serious toe dip in this e-pool. Yeah. The BMW i3, they've done it. They're stating, BMW is stating that full electrics and plug-in hybrids will account for 25% of their sales by 2025. Right now, we can get the 2021 BMW i3. Soon to come, 2022, BMW i4. It's a four-door fastback sedan with 500 horsepower. Now, everybody says, who cares about the HPs, Mark? I want to know the mile range. Well, this 2022 BMW i4 will have a range of 300 miles. That's what BMW is saying. They're also going to be giving us, later, they're saying a Vision iNEX crossover could be next. It's an all-electric version of the 5 and 7 series BMW sedans. They disclosed that. We're going to take a little short break when we come back. Of course, the Bollinger, it's a Michigan-based electric truck. Woo! We're doing everything for the watt of it today here in Auto World. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more watts to come.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Unless you're in a jet boat, no wheels needed.
Good to have you back.
It's always a good time when we're sitting here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I enjoy you letting me come into your home every week, and or your she shed or your man cave, wherever you might be sitting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Today on Auto World, we're going to go into the email bag here in a little bit. I'd like to share your emails with everyone that I ask you folks to deliver. Thank you. And by the way, through the week, whenever you know you have a smell, a stink, a noise, a tick attack, a knock. It's not somebody knocking on the door. A noise, you know, or engine light on, or an ABS light on, or maybe the SRS light on. When's the last time any one of you, if you have even a push button start, you have the remote, but you don't put any key in, you just push the button and it starts, but you have to have the foot on the brake. Well, first off, with that type of an automobile, do not put your foot on the brake for a second. And this is a little bit of a homework for you this week here. Yeah, and, you know, I don't promise you homework, but this week you have homework. I want all of you, even if you have a key and a remote and you need to put the key in and turn it all out, I want you just to sit there behind that round thing called the steering wheel. And watch out for the loose nut behind the steering wheel, by the way. Anyway, I want you to, if you have a push button start, do not touch the brake. I want you just, all of you, just to be sitting behind the steering wheel, looking at your dash, and I want you to get familiarized with the dash, the lights. And how to do that is, if you have a push button type of car, do not touch the brake pedal, and just push the button, and then let off. What happens is the dashboard, that's what it's called, dashboard, in front of you lights up. And you'll see the different types of lights. They all kind of light up and you'll see it. you'll see the SRS light and some lights you've never actually, you're not aware of them because you never do sit back and just touch the button without starting the engine. And with you folks with the key, of course, to not crank it all the way over to the right to ignite the starter, but just turn it to the on position and glance and look at all the lights that light up like a Christmas tree and kind of get familiar with those. See them and wondering what they are. Well, a good thing to do is get familiar with your owner's manual. Pull it out of the glove box, and or you can go on the internet, the interweb.com, and find out what that light's all about. Get in the owner's manual, it'll tell you. Get yourself familiarized with it, so when that light comes on, when you're driving down the highway, going to your fun little getaway, and all of a sudden the light comes on, oh no, you don't have to panic. You'll know what it means. That way you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, listening to me on the radio in your automobile, and you'll be able to get to where you need to go. Okay, it's time, before the garage door goes down in the first hour, to get to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the email bag, please. Thank you. Diving in and getting one. Woo! There's one. My God, I had to fall into the bag to get one. Too many. And by the way, I will get to all your emails this week and get you all fixed. So thank you for sending the emails. And if you do have a 911 and you need help now, put 911 up on the top. And Eddie, he's shaking his head yes. He'll get to it and get to me right away during whichever hour I'm sleeping. And I'll email you back at 3 in the morning. No, I'll do it during the day. I won't bother you during the... If you'd like to have me call you, I will. No problems. That just stays with you and I, myself, and we'll get you fixed. Absolutely. This one here we can read. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, we'll not read it live on the air, but this one I can, from Sydney. Thank you, Sydney. Appreciate the compliment there. Sydney says, hey, hi, Mark. Love your show. Thank you, Sydney. Appreciate that. Listening to you here in Andover, Massachusetts. Well, let's do a shout-out. Thank you, Sydney. Andover, Massachusetts. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there, WNNW Power 800 AM. Saturday, taking the show Saturday and Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate that, WNNW Power 800 AM. Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts, and everyone in between, thank you for tuning in. Thanks, Sydney, for bringing us into Andover. Sydney says, I need your help on a noise. Start our Chevy truck up, and it sounds like there's a squirrel in the dash eating something. A dry grinding noise. It doesn't do it all the time. About every other startup. Do you have any idea, Mark, what it could be? Thanks for your help. Sydney, listening to you in Andover, Massachusetts. Cindy, you have a squirrel under the dash. Have you been eating peanuts in your Chevy? Your Chevy truck. You got peanuts in there and you left the window down. The squirrel got in there. Now you got a squirrel underneath the dash. No, just having fun. Just having fun, Cindy. What that is, simple fix. Well, simple, easy diagnostic it is. You have an actuator motor out. That's all that is. And why I like to read these emails, folks, and get into the email bag. We, Eddie, the engine emailer here, takes care of emails. He holds some back, leaves, and that's why we call it the email bag. Because, Cindy, you're helping a lot of people. They have the same squirrel dry grounding noise. I guarantee it. Because we're coast to coast, proud of that, nationwide. And, Cindy, you've got an actuator motor out. And what that is, these little actuator motors are hooked to the dampener doors that basically direct, these doors direct the air going up to the defrost heater and or out the vents, you know, the air conditioning vents in the center of the dash. And sometimes those little plastic gears, they get worn out. And the Chevy truck's got some miles on it, I bet. And basically what you're hearing in there is... You're hearing the gears trying to grab each other to turn the dampener door. So, yeah, I know. You're not touching the button at that time, trying to ask it to change direction of where the air should be blowing. But they're electronically controlled. It's a little box about 2.5 by 2.5 inches in diameter. They're basically square some have a male shaft coming out, some have a female, depends on the brand, and they go into the dampener door goes into them, and so it's a little plastic box with the gears, the teeth are basically worn out, stripped, and they're sitting there slipping, Sydney, and that's the little squirrel you have that's got sounding like a grinding noise, and eventually you'll not hear it on every other startup, but you'll hear it all the time when you turn the key on and start your vehicle, the Chevy truck, so... You've got about 3 of those, sometimes up to 4 of those actuator motors in there. And you didn't ask me if you can do it yourself, but let me help the folks and yourself, Cindy. I don't recommend it anyone do it yourself, period. Don't do it yourself. If you do take the glove box out on some of the models, you will see them. You have to time them correctly. You will throw your back out. Your neck will be out, Sydney, trying to get in there and bend your body up and around just to get your eyeball to see it, to see this actuator motor. That's what's the toughest part of them all. I've been in the driver's seat literally with my legs hanging over the driver's seat. That's what I'm talking about, with my head on the floorboard. And, of course, the pillow is the McDonald's or Burger King bag full of, you know, empty wrappers and stuff. I use those for pillows while I'm trying to get comfortable. Just put my eyeballs on the actuator motor. That's how bad these things are. So take it to the independent automotive repair shop and or the dealer and let them throw their neck out or their back out, usually up in the shoulder area. So, Cindy, that's what's going on. Appreciate it. Actuator motor's out. That way you know to go in and you can talk the mechanic jargon to the dealer. Just tell them I got the squirrel underneath the dash. The actuator motor's out. Mark Evans sent me. That's how we do it. Cindy, send me an address back to Andover, Massachusetts. I want to send you a little gift bag of goodies, of course, right here. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And absolutely, that's the way to do it. Thanks, Sydney. Hey, appreciate it. Good to be with you and all the folks in Andover and Lowell and Haverhill there in Massachusetts. And beautiful, beautiful leaves come fall, coming your way, huh? Yeah, yeah. Folks, what vehicle holds the record for the fastest electric car in the world? We're doing everything here in the auto world for the watts of it. What vehicle holds the record for the fastest electric car in the world? Before the garage door goes down, I'll tell you, it's the 2020 Tesla Roadster. No, I do not know the speed, but it's known as the fastest electric car. As of today, within an hour, that probably will be changing. Literally, that's how fast it goes. Coming up on the second hour, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com, if your local radio station or affiliate does not take the second hour, GCNLive.com, look for Auto World. Coming up, brief history of the electric car. Also, what happened on this day in automotive history? We're going to find out. The sales of EVs for this year approaching a milestone. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.